Hi there. In this video, I'm going to review the Schwinn 430 elliptical machine so you can learn the benefits and the drawbacks of this product and make a better buying decision for yourself. I'll also show you where you can get a great deal on it with fast shipping. Okay, so let's get started. I just want to share some thoughts about this product with you. So the first thing I want to mention is actually the assembly. Now, the manual that it comes with is detailed enough that you can understand everything, but at the same time, it's not too complicated. However, just keep in mind that there is a massive amount of parts that may seem like at first impression, but the whole assembly process goes smooth as long as you just follow the manual step by step. So it's not confusing, although it does take time to put together, and it's entirely possible for one person to put it together, even as a female. But you know, if you have a couple of people, then it can go a little bit faster if you do have an extra hand to use. All in all, I would say if you're alone, it could probably take, you know, a couple of two to three hours or so to put it together if you're handling it alone and you don't have a lot of experience assembling this kind of stuff. All right, now when it comes to the bells and whistles or the features that are on this thing, of course, with the computerized pad, you can go ahead and enter your data such as your age, your height, your gender, and that allows you to get a little bit better and more accurate results. And then there's the sensors that can actually sense your heart rate so you can see where you're at in terms of like your cardio or fat burning. But just keep in mind that the heart rate sensor might not really work so well. In this case, it kept alternating sort of between like a low BPM and a high BPM, which is kind of, you know, strange because how come it's fluctuating that much? And this was at a consistent speed or a constant speed as well. So it can jump around a little bit, which kind of makes the results a little bit less than accurate. But overall, I think it does give you a good ballpark reading. You may want to consider getting a separate heart rate monitor if you really, really want to track exactly what your level of fitness is at. But as far as the other computerized settings, they work great. So you've got your, you know, pre-programmed stuff like walking through the park, and you've got the hills workouts and basically different types of difficulties, and it handles the whole workout really smooth. So when it switches up on you, it's actually feels really smooth, and you can make it really challenging with some of these pre-programmed workouts too. And the incline is very easy to adjust for increasing or decreasing, and a very smooth process. So that's really nice feature about this machine. A couple of other things I liked is that there's a USB port that you can use to charge up your devices, and there's also a speaker. So there's a port where you can plug into, and then the machine speakers can play whatever you want it to play, which is really cool. And the speakers are loud and clear enough to hear. And there's also a fan with three different settings to keep you as cool and, you know, manage your perspiration exactly the way that you want, and it works well.